Feeling good. Feeling good. Just finished doing a little bit of work, getting a little bit of work in. Ankle's feeling a whole lot better, yeah. And we're making progress.
What's your timetable?
I still don't have a timetable. You know, I'm ready whenever. Me and the trainers, we have a nice schedule working out. So whenever they say I'm good to go, I'll be good to go.
Joe, was there a lot of conversation about doing the conditioning drill, or was that a no-brainer?
It was going to be 40-40, so I was ready to run 10 of them. So when he put it to 10, I was like, all right, best. So I wasn't going to do the whole. If it was 40-40s, I wasn't scheduled to do that one, but 10-40s was good.
And you're taped up today? I mean, you look like you're ready to practice.
Yeah, it's on its way. You know, I've been working hard, been here the whole off season, and the training staff has been just, we've been doing a really good job. We have a really good schedule, and I'm just getting better every day. Whenever they say I'm ready to go, be out there.
Is anyone hungrier than you in this camp after what you went through last year?
Maybe JG. He might be close. He's a close second, but I would say I'm working hard, man. I just can't wait to get back out there. You know, you know, it's really a what have you done for me lately league, and you kind of see that when it was a very bad season for me last year. You know, I had high expectations, and I definitely didn't live up to them. So, you know, I'm just ready to get back out there and prove that I'm still one of the best corners in the league.
Joe, you were big with the Cavs this year. What they did this past season rejuvenized you, got you going, and wanted to do something similar with the Browns?
I mean, it's super special what they did, you know, bringing the championship to Cleveland after all those years. And just knowing those dudes personally and how excited they were, how much work they put into it, and how they felt like they were going to win it the whole series. You know, it brings life to the city. Indians are doing a great job. And just with the new coaching staff here, I mean, it's just a great feeling to be in this city. And, you know, we want to bring a winner. And just always talking about it and not doing it, that really sucks. And just being able to see the Cavs do it in our hometown, it makes us just work that much harder.
Joe, speaking of JG, can you just talk about how excited you are to have him here, how close you two are, and maybe sort of how instrumental you probably were in putting in a good word for him to actually come back?
Yeah, I'm super excited for JG to be back. You know, we've talked several times, and just telling him, like, let's get back to normal, JG. Let's both of us go back to the Pro Bowl. Let's just, you know, it's been a little off. I didn't have my year last year. You weren't here. So we've been having conversations like that. Let's get it back to me and you going across that water together.
Hey, Joe, we've had a lot of quarterbacks here over the years, but probably not one as athletic as Robert. When you were watching him in minicamp and what you've seen out here, what are your observations of him as a quarterback?
I mean, he has a really, really good arm. And the thing I like about Robert the most is he's hungry. He's super hungry. You could tell in everything that he says, everything he does, that he just wants to work. He wants to be a part of a team. He wants to build relationships with all of the players. He goes out of his way to set up different bowling things, and he just wants team camaraderie, and I could just tell he's a team first guy, and that's what I really, really love about him. And just his work ethic and everything he does, you know, he's just showing that. I mean, he's grinding. We're all in it together.
Is he different than the guy you expected him to be?
Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect. You know, I'm going up to you, I'm going to talk to you, I'm going to see how you are, you know, try to see what kind of person you are. And he's like me, you know, just a happy-go-lucky dude that wants to work and wants to play and wants to win. So, you know, that's the best case scenario for us.
Joe, how much time or conversations did you have with Josh when he was away? And then does he seem any different now that he's been back for a couple of days?
I mean, JG, honestly, I could say he's super excited. You know, you see the joy in him when he first came back in the locker room. As soon as I saw him, I ran up to him, gave him a hug, and was like, JG, you know, I'm so happy for you to be back. He's like, bro, you don't understand. I'm so happy to be back. Just passionate. Like, he really is excited, and I could tell that he's just really, really glad that he has the opportunity to be back, because being away for such that long of a time, you know, me being gone for not that many games, I mean, he just feels like this is an opportunity that he doesn't want to give up. So, I mean, just seeing it in his face and just seeing how excited he is, and then you know how Coach Hugh makes you feel like a – Coach Hugh brings you in, like, and embraces you, makes you feel like a brother. So, I mean, I know he feels that.
He's missed the better part of two seasons. Would you imagine it's tough to come back from that, or do you think for him it's not going to be that big a deal?
JG's a rare specimen, so I would expect him to be good. You know, he's always in good shape. And actually, while I was working out, training this offseason out in L.A., we were training at the same facility. So I was with him, and I saw him. He was still in shape, still running, floating, just like he normally does.
So did you put a good word in, you know, with Mr. Haslam, maybe with D. Haslam, with Hugh Jackson? Did they come to you for a little guidance on whether or not Josh would be a good fit back here?
I would say and anybody ever asked me about JG, it was always positive, always that he's a person that we could bring back. He's a really good dude. I mean, I know his heart, and I know he's a talented player that could – you just can't get that up.
You know him better than we do. Bringing him back is one thing, keeping him the other.
Yeah.
Is Is he up to that?
I mean, that's on JG, and we're going to do everything that we can to help him. So I feel like he's in his mental. I mean, if you're not, I mean, that's tough. But I would definitely think so.
Have him over, take him under your wing, and do some of the things that you used to do before with kind of having him
around. For sure. And like I said, with Robert, he's always doing that too. So him and JG together a lot, and you know, Sarah loves him, so he'll be over at the house having dinner with us.
Joe, from the outside, it looks like there's a bunch of unknowns in the secondary. You're going to have two new starters for sure at safety. How do you approach it, and what do you kind of see as the potential or the doubt from that group back there?
I just see a lot of potential, you know, just a lot of dudes that at the same time, you know, not expected that much from. So, you know, I see the effort that they put in, the work ethic, the just the attention to detail that they take, and it's the hungry. They're hungry to play. They're hungry to make a name for themselves. So, you know, just having that, not having that expectation, I think it takes a lot of pressure off of them dudes. You know, because IC and Poirier, they never started. They haven't played too much. But the thing that I see at practice, they know what they're doing. They're really attentive. They're super smart. And it's just they just have so much of an upside that it's only way up.
Do you feel any more pressure that they need you to kind of be the one certainty and the kind of the rock back there?
A little bit, but you know, my job, I'm trying to get myself back. I'm going to make sure I can definitely be a part of as vocal as I can. And I think with this secondary, I love it because you know it's just like I said, it's just a bunch of dudes, no egos. You just got young players that are ready to play and ready to learn. With your mom being a veteran, he's just one of the best dudes that's not going to keep any knowledge from you. He's going to try to teach players, and that's the same thing I try to do. So it's just a friendly atmosphere, but at the same time, there's so much competition going on that you just everybody wants the best player to play.
How does the loss of Desmond Bryant affect the defense?
Oh man, I think it's big. You know, Des was a really really big piece of our D line. I think that just makes room for John Hughes to step up, Danny Shelton to become a leader. You know, those kind of dudes just got to, you know what I'm saying, make a name for themselves. When somebody goes down, it's definitely the next man up. So it's just another opportunity for people like Xavier, you know, Danny, and John to, you know, just step up and make plays.
Hey, Joe, Tony mentioned
you have to hit during camp. He said the only way to learn how to hit is by hitting. Mm-hmm. Do you buy that? As a veteran, are you exempt from that?
Oh, no, I'm not exempt at all. And I'll be in there getting dirty, too. So, I mean, whatever he wants to do, we're all the way bought in. And we got to tackle. We need to be a great tackling team. Last year we weren't too good at tackling, so, I mean, that's what we got to do.
You keep saying that. We're all the way bought in. Is that unusual? All the regimes you've been here.
It's a little different. You know, you've had certain egos, you'll say, or people that just didn't want to all the way completely buy in. I feel like it's more like a college team. Like, it's you don't have anything established. Like, we haven't won. So everything coach tells you to do, that's what you need to do. And if the leadership is all the way bought in, myself, Tremont, if we're going to be tackling the dummy, then why wouldn't the young dudes go out there and want to tackle the dummy? You know, it's just you got to lead by example. And you have the older guys, Joe Thomas, if he's bought in, then Cam Irving's bought in. You know what I'm saying? So it just trickles down from the leadership to understanding whatever coaches say goes. And then the younger dudes, I mean, they just fall in the line.
Hey, Joe, you mentioned Danny on the defensive line. Do you notice anything different about him?
He came in definitely with his weight down, and he's a vocal dude also. I mean, he has really good leadership qualities, and I just see that he's like everybody else, man. He's super hungry and just ready to go.
What did he need to do to get better in your mind from year one to year two?
I was just a little bit of conditioning, because with Danny, just being able to be on the field, being available is what's going to help us out the most, so being able to be in there for a couple more downs.
Hey, Joe, Cody mentioned that the Haslam sought to
Oh man, the facilities are A1. I mean, I really love the facilities, and they just for them to come in there and really talk to us and let us know how they feel about the organization, what direction they want us going in. I never had that from an owner before, and just showing how passionate they are, telling us about their life, about their families, and just how much winning, just bringing a winning organization to the city means to them. It was special, and everybody we loved it.
Joe, would it be important to you to play in the preseason? Just to get a tune-up before the opener?
I would want to, I mean, you know, however the coaches want to do it, but I would definitely want to get some action before the regular season.
And are you still, I mean, you told us you're really confident you weren't going to miss any regular season time. Is that
same, yeah.
Very good?
Thanks, Joe. Good, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
I appreciate it.